Chapter 26. Fifty yards from the bridge, Nath took cover and waited. His keen dragon sight could pick out most details day or night. Only one detail mattered. Jordak's crossing was armed. Heavily armed. Soldiers of Barnabas were posted all along the bridge in pairs.
There must be 30 of them.
He sighed and rubbed his aching ribs, shoving two of them back together. He eyed the bridge. Its towers were like black obelisks against the stark night sky, with more than 20 yards between them. The bridge itself was over 100 yards long and 20 wide, a marvel over the fiery Jordak River. He shook his head and took a breath. He was tired. Hurt. All of his bones felt like jelly under his skin. He needed rest for the first time since he'd awoken from his 25-year hibernation.
Did fighting that grayscaler take so much out of me?
He felt something burning inside him, where the blade had entered his side at the settlement. The irritation was worse. He opened up Brenwar's chest and peered inside. Several vials popped into view, in tiny racks. He rummaged through them one at a time. There were things he could use, but didn't want to waste any. It wasn't as if he could go back to Dragonholm and get more. And something told him not to ask Bezog to make any.
Can't always rely on potions. And the cloth of concealment is too small for me.
He fingered a bright yellow vial.
These I don't mind much.
As much as he hated to do it, he grabbed the healing vial and drank. Tingles erupted inside him. His ragged breathing eased. He closed the chest, stood up, and tucked it under his arm.
Got to get over there.
The biting in his side had eased. He rolled his shoulders and pulled them back.
I just vanquished a full-grown dragon with no fang and no Acheron.
He nodded. Another rush went through him. There were many dragons, and they came in many shapes and sizes. But though grayscalers were not the biggest, they were contenders for the toughest and deadliest. Nath's chest swelled. Pride overtook him. His head was rushing. He ran his fingers through his mane of hair and walked out into the middle of the road, headed straight for the bridge.
If a dragon can't stop me, then those soldiers certainly can't.
Ready for anything, he approached with a smile. He made it about 10 yards and stopped.
What am I doing?
It hit him. Wisdom. It conquered his pride. The objective was to get over the bridge without drawing any attention to himself or the others.
What are you doing, Nath? If the soldiers have them and they hear me coming, they'll be put in further harm's way.
He slid back off the road and hunkered down. He could imagine Ben, Bezog, and Brenwar tied or caged up somewhere. He squinted his eyes, but the heat from the river obscured his vision almost halfway across.
Time, Nath. Time.
Suddenly a battle horn sounded. An iron bell rang. His thoughts raced.
Brenwar!
The soldiers turned their backs to him and peered toward the other end of the bridge. Nath rushed through the high grasses along the road. The soldiers were moving, organizing, shouting orders back and forth among them. Seconds later, two-thirds of the soldiers trotted across the bridge and out of sight.
Now that's excellent timing.
Still hiding in the grasses near the bridge entrance, he waited a moment longer. Four soldiers were left standing guard, talking softly to one another. The twos and threes posted along the bridge were now ones.
All lizard men, good and not good.
Lizard men were stout soldiers, but they weren't the better trackers. They weren't very good on horseback either. Horses and lizard men didn't get along well. It was a good sign.
They're chasing someone.
Orcs and gnolls were other cases. The gnolls were like hounds, and the orcs had a keen sense of hunting things. Brenwar, Ben, and Bezog were formidable, but being hounded by 30, maybe more, If that was the case, that would be deadly. Quietly, he moved out of the brush and walked onto the bridge. The lizard men continued speaking to one another, facing the other side of the bridge. Nath said, keeping his distance. Startled, the lizard men turned with spears lowered.
I say, can you tell me, does this bridge lead to Narnum?
Yes,
one said, poking a spear his way.
Leave chest!
And part with all my personal belongings?
Nath said, turning the chest away.
Why, I need to return my new trousers and boots back to Narnum. They don't fit these scaly legs and feet of mine.
All four of the lizard men peered at him. Their reptilian eyes narrowed even further.
You have scales,
one said.
How is that?
Stupid lizard men. Orcs with scales.
I was going to ask you that,
Nath said.
But why are yours so drab and ugly? And those faces on top of them? I hope that's a mask. It's hideous.
A lizard man took a jab at him. Nath slid away.
Easy now,
he said.
So is this the bridge to Narnum or not?
One lizard man whispered to another. It nodded and grabbed the horn hanging on its neck.
What's that?
Nath said.
I didn't catch it.
Leaves the trunk.
Nath grabbed the iron handle on the side of the trunk and swung it back and forth gingerly.
Oh, I'm afraid I cannot part with it.
All the lizard men crept closer.
We killed you then.
Nath's trunk-laden arm kept swinging. He smiled.
All right then,
he mocked.
You can have it.
He wound the trunk around in a huge windmill circle and let the chest fly. It struck the nearest lizard man in the ribs and toppled him over. Spears sailed through the air. One soared by Nath's ear. The second bounced off his chest. The third he snatched from the air. He snapped it in half like a twig.
You are the worst bridge greeters I ever met.
He dropped the broken spears and they clattered on the bridge.
Who is your superior? I wish to speak to him.
The lizard man with the horn raised it to his lips. Nath leaped the distance between them, snatched the horn, and crushed it in his fist.
Now,
Nath said.
It's rude to blow your horn when no one else has one to play as well.
The lizard man gaped and blinked.
Did you just wink at me?
Nath said, grabbing the lizard man by its armor's collar.
That's strange.
Behind him, swords scraped out of their scabbards. The one he held slipped out a dagger. Simultaneously, all the lizard men struck. Nath didn't feel a thing. He shoved them all away.
Really?
He said.
You just saw a spear bounce off me, and you thought you could still harm me? What are you, lizard men?
One charged, sword raised to strike. Nath ducked inside in the blink of an eye and punched. The lizard man and his sword bounced on the bridge walk.
Next,
Nath said, dusting off his claws. He yawned.
I'm waiting.
Wary, both lizard men approached with their swords ready.
I don't think that is going to work.
Nath shook his head.
You should have figured that out by now.
One said. Both charged. Both lunged. Nath leaped high in the air. Below him, the lizard man's head snapped up just as he landed on top of them. Nath knocked them out with single blows. All four lizard men were out cold, but more stormed over the bridge right toward him.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's a good number.
Nath felt better than ever. Stronger. Faster. His dragon blood rushed through his body like a geyser.
I've never felt so wonderful before.
He picked up the dwarven chest and faced the oncoming horde.
Good for me.
His eyes narrowed.
Too bad for them.
Nath took the chest by the handle and smashed it right into the lizard men. They hissed. They flew through the air. Their limbs were busted and broken. Nath swung the chest like Brenwar swung his hammer. He busted their snapping jaws. broke the fingers on their scratching claws. He sent one flying into the bridge wall. Seconds later, they were all down, and Nath wasn't even breathing hard. No more were coming, either. It was just him and the haze on the bridge. Huh. He set the chest down and opened it. Everything inside was in perfect placement.
Dwarfen, the ultimate craftsmanship.
He closed the lid, tucked it under his arm, and strolled across the bridge. He didn't know what was different about him, but something was. Something had happened when he defeated the Grayscaler. He'd grown. Not in size, but in something else.
What is it?
He crossed the bridge at a slow pace, one clawed foot in front of the other, thinking, contemplating.
I could have fought an entire army of those lizard men. They used to be able to hurt me before.
Halfway across the bridge, through the haze, he could see the other side. Troops were gathered at the end. He could smell them just as well as see them. Orcs, gnolls, and lizard men. The rush of the fiery Jordak River no longer covered their voices. The hunt was on for a man, dwarf, and elf. A piece of gold for each head.
We'll see about that.
Nath kept walking. One quarter from the end, the soldiers saw him coming. Grunts and fervor started. Nath set down the chest and watched them come in a frenzy.
I now know what the difference is.
He spread out his arms and opened his clawed fingers.
I'm a dragon. They are not.